Association has been involved with the race with the Pro Team Challenge, and also in recent years they've gotten involved with the Set Sail for Autism, and Bill Harrington is along to represent the group and tell us about some of these things that the Detroit Sports Broadcasters Association get involved with. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dennis. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
Doing good. It's a little warm and sticky, though.
I know. I'm down here in Detroit right now, and it's warm and sticky. We've had some rain go through, and the rain didn't cool it down too much. It's still pretty humid out there. So, and I think that's going to end up running through tomorrow too. So,
yeah,
hopefully everybody has a hopefully there's some wind tomorrow, and things will go well. But
yeah,
one of the things you mentioned, Dennis, is Detroit Sports Broadcasters were now known as Detroit Sports Media. And the reason for that is, you know, with all the technology changes, it only became appropriate for us to adapt. And you find broadcasters that are now writing, and you find writers that are now broadcasting. So we thought that, 3 years ago it had been an appropriate change, so we're now Detroit Sports Media.
Outstanding. What is it that you guys do? You're involved in a lot of community work, from what I can gather.
Yeah, we try to use the celebrity of our broadcasters. We're the guys in our group are the play-by-play broadcasters for the Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, Pistons, Michigan, Michigan State. So we try to use the celebrity of the broadcasters to bring awareness to programs like Set Sail for Autism and raise money. And also to support our Student Broadcast Foundation for those young men and young women that are interested in broadcasting, to give them an opportunity to start out at a grassroots level. So, and we've got some young people that have done a great job. So that's what we try to do. And, so far it's been working out fairly well.
All right. Tell us about the Pro Team Challenge, because I know that you were directly involved in the creation of this.
I was, it's hard to believe that this is the 10th year for the Pro Team Challenge, and it was an idea that came up, in 2010. Jim Ryan and I, Jim's a VP of Detroit Sports Media, he and I were at Bayview Yacht Club, and they were looking for ways to increase the visibility, and about 2 weeks after that meeting, I just came up with the idea that, since all the boats operate on a handicap basis, perhaps we could get the pro teams involved, and there could be a race within a race. So the first year, we had representatives from each of the teams come down and draw a boat, and that's how it started. And I remember, the first skipper I called was Ray Adams from a boat called Epic. And I mentioned to Ray that I said, I'm Bill Harrington from Detroit Sports Broadcasters at that time, and you're going to represent the Detroit Tigers. And he said, who are you? What's this all about? And I went through and explained it again. And then I talked to Dave Irish up at Irish Boat Works up in Charlevoix, and went through it with the other two skippers. And no one really got it at that point until the shirts and hats and flags showed up at their house from each of the teams. And then they realize this is for real. But now we've segued, we take each of the crews out to the ballpark or the arena, pick up their shirts and hats, and they're all on board. So the first year the Tigers won in 2010, the Tigers or the Red Wings have 3 wins, the Lions have 3 wins, the Pistons have 2 wins, and Ray Adams still has the first win for the Detroit Tigers.
Well, it's a rebuild, right?
it is. It's interesting. We were up in Port Huron yesterday for the Set Sail, the Set Sail for Autism luncheon at the Vintage Tavern. And Paws was up there. And Paws presented the skipper with a box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes from Cousin Tony. And that was to try to incentivize them to eat heartily and try to do something different so the Tigers can do place better this year. So it was good.
Hey, as you were talking, Bill, a big gust of wind pushed our tent over. So I'm exposed now, but that's okay. I think I got somebody coming over to help put the tent back up. But weather conditions, it's just like sailing sometimes, being in radio.
It is. You know, you don't know what to expect. You know, it's just, you got to be ready for all types of conditions. And I was wondering, I was talking to Mayor Rep yesterday at the luncheon, and I was asking her, I said, what's the weather going to be like? You know, cause I said, you have a big going, tonight's the big night up there, and, you know, you want to have some good weather, and, you know, thousands of people are going to be walking through Port Huron, and, you know, the last thing you need is a big gale to come blowing through there.
Yeah. Now, you're a veteran of the race. How many Bayview Mackinac races have you done?
I've done 20, and I ended up, I think my last race was in 1988, 89. And, you know, I had raced with one crew on a Tartan 41 Valkyrie, skippered by Bob Thorson. And we had a great crew. We did a lot of, you know, we won a lot. We won the Mackinac in 1980. And when Bob finally got his 25th in, he became an old goat, and he decided that his sailing days were done, and he decided to buy a big powerboat, a 52-footer, and that allowed him to get from Grosse Pointe Yacht Club to Bayview Yacht Club a lot faster than he did in a sailboat. So I raced one more year on American Eagle, which was a Freres 50. It was a great boat, and I decided that, you know, the crew wasn't the same, and you lost that camaraderie, and I decided that, you know, you can only do this stuff so long, and, you know, I had a great time, especially when we won the race, and you know, the probably one of the highlights was 1985 at the probably one of the toughest races out in Lake Huron, and you know, a third of the fleet dropped out, and the year Tomahawk sank, and we were fortunate, we finished third that year, but toughest race. Wow. I ever sailed in, and I raced out in the ocean too, so Great Lakes can really churn up, and you know, a lot of the ocean racers that come here just don't realize how challenging the Great Lakes can be.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to give me anything for it, but this actually is my 25th year covering the race. My first race was in 95, so
okay, so
I'm gonna call myself an old goat, but I'm not really.
Well, there should be like an old goat broadcasting. If you're broadcasting the Mac, and I'll have to mention that to the Commodore, and maybe we should do something for you. I know we can come up with something. I've got the perfect award for you. And we'll do that. I promise you will. One thing I wanted to mention is, you know, you mentioned about Set Sail for Autism. There's four young men that are the honorary crew members for the four boats. And for the Detroit Lions, you have Jack Mahar, young guy. Actually, he was represented the Red Wings last year. But like, you know, like teams, you know, they sent him over to the Lions, and so Jack's representing the Lions. Bryce Alford is representing the Pistons. Connor Renchez is representing the Red Wings, and Trey Tarman is representing the Tigers. So each of these young men, the teams give them a shirt and a hat, and the crews from the various boats make sure they have each of the young men have a you know, a crew shirt, and maybe in some cases a crew duffel bag. So they're treated just like regular crew members. They don't race in the race, but they were up in Port Huron yesterday for the luncheon, and it really helps open them up to sailing and helps broaden their horizons as far as things that they can do. You know, everybody doesn't think young people that are autistic can do much, but you really find out that if you give kids the opportunity, they can go a long way.
Yeah, one of the first boats to get involved in the program was Engager out of Port Huron Yacht Club, and Dorothy Latham and her husband Paul own the boat, and unfortunately we lost Dorothy rather suddenly back in April, and a big loss in our community. Not only was she involved with Set Sail for Autism, but here in town she was involved in something called the Leukemia Cup Regatta. Okay. And they raised a lot of money for the local McLaren Hospital here and leukemia research, so we will miss Dorothy quite a
absolutely.
Bit, but I can't think of Set Sail for Autism and not bring up Dorothy.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Bill, I know you're very proud of Bayview Yacht Club and all the famous sailors and boats that have come out of there. I know they're going to do some remodeling down there at Bayview, and they should be just in time for celebrating the 100th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race in just five short years. So we're really looking forward to what that's going to be like.
At this stage, Dennis, at this stage, those 5 years will go by very quickly. You know, and I'm sure there's going to be a big celebration at Bayview when the 100th comes up. You know, one of the things when I was up in Port Huron yesterday, I'm always amazed that every year you come up there, it's always something new. The construction going on, and it seems like it's just an exciting town to live in.
You know, it is. It's they call it the Port Huron Renaissance, and I have to say, in the last decade, we've kind of got it going up, going on up here. If I could toot my own horn.
Yeah, no, it's probably one of those well-kept secrets. You guys don't want to say too much because, you know, it'll get filled up like Traverse City did.
You know what? I know that the mayor wouldn't mind that one bit, and neither would the city manager. It's the rest of us that would complain about our parking spot being gone.
Right.
Hey, Bill, thanks a lot, as always, for doing this.
I'd love to, Dennis. Thanks so much for having me, and you know, hopefully you have a great night tonight, and you know, congratulations on your 25th year, and then I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay,
there's Bill Harrington from Detroit Sports Media. Bill is a member of the Yacht Club down in Bayview. He's a veteran sailor. He's also a veteran media guy in the Detroit market. Bill's been on TV in the past, and he's part of the great Detroit Sports Media. They really put on a big show when it comes to this Pro Team Challenge. They bring in Mason, who does the PA at Pistons games, and he introduces the representatives, and Rick Mahorn comes in, Lomas Brown comes in, Ken Cal comes in. The Tigers brought Dave Rosema in this year to represent them at the event, and it's a whole lot of fun, and they really whoop it up to pick the four boats that represent the four teams in the Pro Team Challenge. All right, well, now I've got the construction crew here. John Pittick is here, and Sean Richardson is here to try to reassemble WPHMville, which blew over a few minutes ago. And I didn't catch the names of the guys that just they came by and they set things back up. So whoever you guys were, appreciate your help in the matter. All right, we're here until 6 this evening. Don't forget Tiger Baseball coming up at 6:45 tonight. The Tigers and the Blue Jays downtown at Comerica Park. Weather permitting, Bill said some storms had rolled through Detroit a little bit earlier. We definitely have some wind rolling through Port Huron right now. We'll take a break and we'll be back.